I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our title are, There Are Words for This, a Miracle in the Making. Church, sometimes life has a way of stopping us in our tracks. Happened to me this last weekend. One moment everything is normal, the next moment you're staring down at a situation you cannot control, you cannot escape, cannot fix. For me, that moment came last weekend when I was working to level off my RV, needed to get a little bit higher so when we put the new door on it, it wouldn't be cattywampus. Fortunately, the jack slipped, and in an instant, my hand was trapped, my fingers smashed, flat as a pancake. I remember looking at them, mangled, and thinking, this might be it. My wife thought the same thing. It may never be used as this hand again. But here is the thing about God. What looks final to us is not final to Him. Point one, the reality of pain and fear. Psalm 34:19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. That day, I wasn't just dealing with physical pain. I was dealing with the terror of being alone, the fear of never being able to call for help in time. Trauma isn't just what happens to the body. It's what takes hold of the mind. And I can tell you, fear grabbed hold of me. But even in those moments when I couldn't call out to anyone else, I found myself calling out to God. Point two, God's hand in the midst of it all. By His grace, I found a way to work with the jack to free my hand. I made it to help. The EMT told me, you may lose some fingers. The trauma doctor in Las Vegas said, maybe you'll save a few, but not all. But then the hand surgeon looked at me with a smile and said, I have no words. And let me tell you, church, there are words for that. The word is miracle. Psalm 118:17 says, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Point three, the miracle of healing. What man thought was gone. I thought too, guys. My wife thought. It went from losing a hand to losing some fingers, to maybe just a finger, to hand surgery for sure. But where the doctor saw loss, where I saw loss, where my wife saw loss, God saw restoration. They relieved some pressure from one of my fingers through the nail. They fixed me up, stabilized my hand, and though still healing, I'm whole. Everything. It wasn't just a medical recovery, it was divine intervention because, let's be honest, bones don't just unflatten themselves. Flesh doesn't just knit back together. This was the hand of the great physician. Point four, the lingering battle. This is what I suffer with. PTSD. I see my hand smashed. Now, I won't stand here and tell you everything is easy forward. Trauma leaves marks on the heart as well as the body. Some nights, I wouldn't even say nights, even days, I still relive the sound of the jack slipping, the sound of those mangled fingers. PTSD is real. But here's the good news. God doesn't just heal bodies, He heals minds and souls. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Because He trusts you. Every time that fear rises up, I remind myself of the miracle God has already performed. If He can restore my crushed bones, He can restore peace to my heart and to my soul. Point five, the testimony we carry. Church, let me tell you, when God shows up, you don't stay quiet about it. That's why I'm here today, to say, yes, miracles still happen. Yes, still God heals. Yes, God still delivers. My mangled hand was not the end of my story. It became the beginning of a testimony. Revelation 12:11 says, they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. This story isn't just mine. It's God, and I intend to use it to share it so others will know when life crushes you flat, God is still able to raise you up. Wrapping this up, friends, maybe you haven't been crushed by a jack. Maybe you haven't been crushed by life, but disappointment might have been there. Grief might have been there. Fear might have been there. I want to tell you, the same God who restored my hand can restore whatever feels broken in your life. There are words for what happened to me, and there are words for what he can do for you. That word, my friend, is miracle. I'm the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today. God bless you.